Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I love it when I get a lecture from Uncle Lou.
Yeah.
So good.
Think like a patriot.
Exactly.
So think like a patriot means, unless it's complete and utter annihilation and every play works and there's never a negative play.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying it was like
this is the most miserable 6-0 team I've ever seen in my life.
You started to see it, you know, on Twitter. He's commenting on this, commenting on that, and the game is over. And you see, like, the, you know, the typicals, you know, Thornton and others, you know, they'll just, watch Patriots win. They beat them by 21, but wait till the radio and others get a hold of them. You would think they lost by 40.
I saw that. He did that.
6-0, but you know, it won't be good enough for anybody. And that's just, like I said, you're just a sheep. Like, can you honestly look at this team and say, oh, yeah, 5 weeks from now, I'm really confident this wide receiving group will be where it should be, or the tight end, or the offensive line. You think it's going to get better if they don't go outside the organization?
I do not.
What if they lose one more body at wide receiver?
I think
they're
screwed.
What if they lose one offensive lineman?
Even more
They've
so.
They've already lost their fullbacks.
It's a personnel issue.
How about if Izzo goes down?
Right.
I mean,
why don't we...
It's football. You got 10 more games to go. Hopefully the playoffs.
So instead of listening to the sheep, you should listen to the goat.
What's your assessment of where you guys are as an offense right now? Do you think it's been good enough?
Hello?
We'll see. We're 6-0, so try to get to 7-0.
We'll see.
I watched that whole press conference last night, and you could just tell it was almost like embarrassment. You know, it was like, thank God, defense is doing their job, special teams is doing their job, and we just don't have the personnel to get the job done.
So it's we're 6-0. So I'm not gonna bitch. We're 6-0. You can't be 6-0 and sit there and act like you're miserable, which at times he looked like. Until the very end of the game.
Didn't he tell us that he was the most optimistic guy, that he never looks at anything negatively? I got to tell you, if all these guys like Thornton are all pissed off because people are on radio are being too negative, what the hell was Tom Brady? What has he been for the last 2 weeks when he keeps on talking about, you know, the young kids are doing a great job, they're playing hard, but basically you can't depend on
them.
You
know, and I will say this, Glenn, with all the winning that's gone on over the years, I'm sorry, the bar's set a little higher.
Yeah, it is. It's
reality. It's set a little higher, right? I don't know what, I'm sorry for everybody. I'm happy they won, but I use my eyes and I can easily see that one side of the ball is historic and maybe they make up the difference. You're getting lots of effort and points and production from your special teams also, but I'd say there's issues there. Raise your hand if you're excited about Mike Nugent and Jake Bailey holding the ball and kicking to win the game in inclement weather in December or January. Not going to happen.
Laces in. That's what you do,
laces
right?
You want in, the laces right? That's where you want them.
Diassi said last night that, the operation was screwed up and the laces were the wrong way. But on the other hand, he said at 40 yards, you still should be able to make that.
With the laces.
Laces, yeah.
Oh, he barely, he was hooking that left corner the whole time. Like, even on the extra points, like, he was barely getting, so he was pulling everything anyways.
Yeah, well, the good news is none of this stuff has really mattered, right? It really hasn't mattered. Eventually, you're going to get a game where it matters. Say, listen, I said it at the top of the show. This defense, I'm convinced, after playing six stiffs, six weak quarterbacks, six weak offenses, I'm convinced this defense is for real. This is going to be a great defense. Question now is, can they, with the offense you have, can they pull you across the finish line to reach your goal, which is to win the Super Bowl, not to finish 10-6, 11-5, and go to the AFC Championship game, but to win the whole thing?
I'm not sure it is. And I think it's about attrition. It's about where they're at right now, you know, after 6 weeks. And they got like a little break here, and they got the bye week. But, you know, Josh Gordon, we don't know what's going on with the knee. You know, Dorsett, we know how hammies can be. Great, okay, maybe, you know, if they played on Sunday, he'd been able to play. I don't know. What happens if he tweaks it again? We've seen this before many times. So you got, more Jacoby Myers, more Gunner? You know, what if Jacoby Myers gets hurt? I'm not even mentioning Edelman if he gets hurt, right? Because we know. But what if, I mean, I'm just right, what if one of your offensive linemen, one of the veterans, gets hurt? Like,
there is zero depth.
They can't afford it. One more injury on the offensive line. They can't afford an injury at wide receiver.
And that's all unrealistic.
They can't afford an injury at tight end because they only got one. They don't have a fullback. They've gone through two of them. So if you tell me everybody was healthy, you know, if Devlin was healthy and you had Izzo and Lacoste was going to stay healthy and Gordon and Dorsett were going to stay healthy, then I would say, okay, yeah, you want to lock that in, guarantee it? Okay, they're fine. But you can't lock that in. Well, these guys are already hurt already.
Yeah. No.
What's it look like in 6 weeks?
So you're right. It's a season of attrition, and you're only six games. You're a third into the season. So you're going to lose more. Listen, forget about listening to us and what we have to say about it. All you have to do is listen to Brady last night and go to Brady in the last couple weeks where he keeps on bringing this up.
We're 6-0, so try to get to 7-0.
Try to get to 7-0.
Okay, so I will say this. I think that we need to be realistic about how the offense looks and why it looks that way. And the fact is that they had a bunch of injuries. They had a bunch of guys go out at the same time. Lacoste.
You mean last night's game?
Last night's game. So there was a reason why.
So they had no fullback, so they couldn't run. They had they lost Lacoste, so there's your tight end. They lost Gordon.
Yep.
And now you're really limited.
So the last 51 snaps.
So you got one tight end, one running
back. Yeah. So the last, so they were in 11 personnel. Okay. Yeah. So the last last 51 snaps, 48 of them were in 11 personnel. No substitutions, no creativity, no crazy packages and different sets to kind of confuse the defense. It's the exact same personnel groups. No subs.
Yeah, the 11 personnel group is one tight end and one running back.
One tight end, one back, three wide receivers. Correct. And two of those wide receivers were two undrafted rookies. Right. So come on here.
That's unbelievable.
And if you listen to Bill, okay, so it's easy to identify that we're sitting here thinking doom and gloom, and they're realistic.
I thought Josh and offensive staff did a great job of, you know, managing the game. And it's kind of an odd game. You know, anytime you get three scores in the game that are non-offensive touchdowns, that's it's kind of a season's worth, and all happened in one game. So, you know, a couple of big plays for us on the block punt, on the fumble, scoop and score.
Okay, so if I gave you this lineup, and this is the funny thing, the ironic thing is that they played against the Giants, and they always play against the Giants that fourth preseason game, whether it's away or home, they split that. It's nice and easy situation. If I gave you this lineup, none of you, well, actually, you would all think it was a preseason game. Jacoby Myers, Gunnar Olszewski, Ryan Izzo. You would think that, okay, this must be the fourth preseason game. All these guys are fighting for it.
A couple offensive linemen, too.
I mean, but so fine. You still have James White. You still have Sony Michel and Brandon Bolden. But you're putting out there basically, and for sure, Izzo, I think, was a seventh round draft pick. But they're all should have been, could have been, afterthoughts, late guys on the roster, 49th, 50, 51st guys on the roster. They should not be playing in an NFL game. So the Max Kellermans of the world, the Rob Parkers of the world, you have to identify what we're looking at. This is the reality. 48 of their final 51 offensive snaps, including penalties, were in one package.
Well, see, I would say
preseason football.
It's amazing.
Edelman the idea that I'm a Brady hater is ridiculous.
Yeah, Edelman, but you're doing it in the preseason because you want to work a specific personnel group. You're specifically doing it. In this case, you were forced to do it because you had
nothing. That's why Bill's given so much credit to Josh and the offense because of the injuries and what they had to go through. Absolutely, right? So he had Edelman out there. And he had a great game, as he always does.
Which is amazing.
But when Gordon went down, you know, you hope it's not long-term, right? But if he didn't come back in that game, and at the time I was like, you know what, stay out of this game. And force Brady to actually throw the ball to Jacoby Myers, and maybe even Gunner. And I thought he did, right? What was he, 6 for 7 to those two guys?
But he had no choice. Because,
no, I know, but that's a good thing, Glenn. Have you heard in the last 3 or 4 weeks?
Right.
He, you know, how about the young kids? They're trying hard. All right, well, you know what? Now you got to throw to Izzo and Gunner and Jacoby. We talked about it going into that game. I want to see him use these guys a little bit.
Yeah, I would say
long term, this could be a benefit to have, okay, at least we got through a game with these kids. Maybe they got to get through the next game with these kids. That'll
help. So to start the show, I ask you, if you look at this game, I think you can determine kind of what your mood should be. If you're an alarmist, you're freaking out. You don't care if they're 6-0. You're going, wow, this is never going to be fixed. A realist says, hold on, let me dig a little bit deeper. Let me figure out what's really going on so I can actually, you know, maybe I feel better about the situation.
I'm the realist.
So am I. So when Gunnar Olszewski has 50 snaps, Myers has 57, Izzo has a bunch, they all set career marks for reps. No substitutions, so they're not getting any help. They're playing tired. They've only repped this maybe never in practice because no one thought they were going to play. They're still playing special teams. The sideline adjustments were probably at an all-time high. They're scrambling to figure out what will work. I say amazing. I say amazing.
I totally agree. We had somebody last night was all over Josh McDaniels. Came up to me after the game and said, you know, what a terrible call. He's citing a couple of plays. I said, do you realize the restraints they were under at that time? And the amazing part to me was, and I have more respect the more these games progress on with Julian Edelman, who it's obvious he's fighting through an awful lot of pain. All right, it's not going to affect him down the line. It's not going to make the injury worse, but he's fighting through pain. And yet last night, all you had to do if you're the Giants was sit there and just overplay him. That's the only guy we have to shut down.
They double teamed him, though.
All
they
over.
They still couldn't get him.
He's still found that, daylight.
Was that 4th-and-7 play with that awful Jenkins?
Yes.
On Edelman?
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, you know.
They weren't holding him. They were grabbing him.
What were you thinking?
They still couldn't stay with him. To me, it makes you appreciate Julian Edelman even more.
So we appreciate how they got through that game. You know, but I think you said the realist looks at it and says, you know what? And I think they can do that again. Work their ass off and try to get through the game against the Jets. It might be, look similar. But, you know, sorry. They again, Christian, you said it. They set the bar. This is not what we do. You know, you look at this team and say, okay, it's they don't have Tyreek Hill coming back in a couple weeks. You know, unless you believe what you heard last night, you think, I don't know, Robert Kraft's still holding out hope. Maybe you think Rob Gronkowski's coming back. They don't have these guys. They're hoping that Philip Dorsett can come
Please
back.
God.
And that Josh Gordon, you know, is not going to miss too many games.
Yeah, what's Philip Dorsett
and you're hoping
right
that
now?
Maybe
what is Gordon
been? And you're hoping they call Ben Watson up, who's hanging out down the street. Right. Like they don't have these guys, Edelman or Gronk, coming back in 3 or 4 weeks to help them. This is the personnel they have. And they need to go out and find something
and
else.
And it may be the worst in the NFL, but it's not by design. It's because you don't have any other choice. So you give them a lot of credit for, you know, working and fighting through the adversity and, you know, having a great attitude. And if you're Jacoby Myers, and I heard him talking, I saw a bunch of quotes about it, how he realized that this is an unbelievable opportunity for him to generate some trust from Brady. So he gets the ball thrown to him 4 times. None of them were easy. Every single
catch
was tough.
When he came back at like the one, I don't know if the wind got that ball on Brady, but he grossly underthrew him. And he came back and made a great catch. And you thought, okay, that's something that Brady's like.
So that's one.
Just identify.
Just
identify.
How about the other one?
Circle of trust.
How about the crossing pattern that he had to kind of pluck out of the sky and move it away from the defender? The other one where he's on the sideline and threw it right at his feet. He's 4 for 4.
Circle of trust.
That's a positive step. You're almost in the nest. Not quite.
And now, circle of trust.
I would say for last night. No, you're right, Lou. Those are the two positives that come out of the game. By the way, Gunner's
and we know it's more about Jacoby than Gunner, right?
Gunner's a little crazy.
Oh, I know. Well, because of the Bass Pro and the Big Lipa and the Guinea Tea.
The what?
Can I say?
I can say Guinea Tea. I can't say that.
But you know what's really about Jacoby in my mind? Because, I mean, you give me one wide receiver back, whether it's Josh or Dorsett, and Gunner's the punt returner, right? Unless something happens to Edelman. So it's really about getting Jacoby Myers, getting the communication and the trust. And I thought he took a good step forward yesterday.
Yep.
And if Gordon can't play, or if Dorsett can't play against the Jets, I think it's a good thing. Throw to him some more, because I think you're going to need him.
Well, you'd be shocked that people are pissed off. They think we're being really negative. I think I've said 10 times today on the program that I'm truly believe that this defense, even when they face really good offenses, is going to continue to be a great defense, maybe the best defense in the National Football League this year.
A bunch of negative people.
I don't know how many times I can say it. I know, Greg. It's unbelievable. But I wonder if these people, because we're sitting here saying they've got to make a deal. The problem is they don't have the personnel on the offensive side. So these people that are ripping us for being so negative and to just sit back and enjoy it, they're 6-0. Do they believe that Bill doesn't have to go back out there and get any additional players? Are you crazy? I'll guarantee you Belichick is going to make a deal and maybe more than one deal between now and weekend.
How about
weekend.
A twofer?
Scott, two.
Maybe a twofer.
Maybe a twofer.
Mike Lombardi said you asked him one name. He likes Mohamed Sanu.
Yep. He does.
He's got $6 million salary for the season. Where we are now after Sunday, you play him on Sunday. I don't know. Maybe he even has four left the rest of the year. Austin Hooper, guy we mentioned yesterday, because you kept talking about Eifert because he fits the mold. Bad team, tight end. I didn't know Hooper was a free agent of the year. I thought they signed him to an extension. He's a free agent. He's 25 years old. I mean, if you're the Falcons, you're going to give up both those guys and what, just punt on the year with Ryan and Julio Jones? And, you know, maybe if you fire, I have no clue.
By the way.
But both those guys would kind of be your answer.
It would be interesting.
One of them would help.
And, you know, Belichick obviously has good relationships with the people in the front office of Atlanta. But how embarrassing when you look at it. It's 3 years now, right? Atlanta's leading 28-3. People are talking about the Atlanta Falcons as having this window of opportunity where they could
great
win numerous
defense.
Great young defense and an MVP quarterback. And guess what, guys? Since then, they have sucked, sucked, and sucked. And they suck again.
So if you're looking at, you got to find that team that fits the profile. Like you said, you got to find the team that fits that mold. A team that's scuffling, circling the drain. That has, guys that are, that are willing to work with you based on their rebuilding process. Too bad Miami already gave up all their players. They already gave them all away. They're just waiting to get that number one pick.
Well, you talk about going in there and just kind of imploding, and they get rid of their left tackle, and they get rid of, you're right, key players.
Everybody.
Yeah. And you look at it and say, it goes to show you do have to have personnel. They have no personnel. They can't score now. They can't score. They're averaging 6 points a game.
So are you surprised that they can't score?
A little bit, because I think in the National Football League, especially with some of the teams you play on the schedule, you should be able to score a little bit, right?
Yeah, the more
I mean, usually to me, like 11 or 12 points a game is a pretty bad offense, and they're half of that.
Yeah, so as far as the Patriots are concerned, the best thing about this, the luckiest part, is that they play teams that allowed them to get by while they are sucking and dealing with injuries on offense.
Exactly.
If they played, the Giants were the 30th ranked defense?
30th.
Wow, really? Woo, so they're not the worst.
No, Washington was 31, I believe, last week. See,
and I would say Washington had better players.
We're cleaning up on the bottom of the barrel.
Imagine
here.
If they played who's the 15th ranked defense?
Maybe Philadelphia, and they're getting better. The Eagles are getting better. So there's
throw
a good
them
one.
Out there.
If you're facing the Eagles, you tell me.
You're not scoring.
You're not moving with this offense.
You're not 31 for 41 with that group of babies.
No way. No way. You're probably turning the ball over 3-4 times.
The Colts. So the 15th defense in the NFL is the Colts.
Today
you buy with the Colts?
The Colts look pretty good against Kansas City.
15th, I don't think.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
James is in Boston. Next up here on OMF.
Hello. Hey.
Hey.
Yo.
Hey.
Happy Freaky Friday, gentlemen.
Hey, what's happening?
Love the show. I had to grab Brady's back from a quarterback point of view on the comments y'all said he looked like he was 42 years old.
I was joking.
two options in that situation. Either fall on the ball and kill the play, which they teach you from day one in pop winning football. That's the safest bet. Or try to make a play on it. Which he tried to make a play on it. So doing so, you have to keep full eye contact on the defense, which is why it seems as if he was fumbling around for the ball, because the ball kind of, you just keep it in your peripheral, if you will. And if no one's broke the line by the time you get the ball, now make a play. If
you're
someone
right.
breaks the line,
there you're
you
right.
fall off.
You're right. We were joking about the fact that when he was reaching down to grab the ball and he did it with one hand. He just looked like an old man. It was a joke.
Very good. Very, very, very funny.
Thank you. Not really funny, but maybe accurate. Mm-hmm. Dave's down on the Cape. Hello, Dave.
That lesson.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Got it.
Yeah. So I'm not an alarmist. I think they will right the ship here, but I kind of have a thought of what will happen. I think that. Now, or answer a question first. When they traded Jamie Collins the first time, wasn't that kind of a shock to everybody?
No.
A little bit of a surprise.
I thought it was because he was like one of those players that you could never find, and they got rid of him.
No, so he couldn't sign guys.
Right, they couldn't sign all the guys. And so they were dealing with four guys they had to sign.
That was a surprise. Thought you'd hang on to him that year. Okay. You had a chance to win. but they didn't like what they're seeing.
So where I'm coming from, I'll bet that we are all going to be shocked because it's so typical of Belichick and the Patriots that they are going to take a player from our loaded defense, and we are loaded, and trade him, and everybody's going to be up in arms, but it's going to get the deal done. And I would just like to hear from you guys.
I'm not sure they're going to do that because it depends on who you're talking about trading away. So you're going to trade away Hightower right now? You're going to trade away Jamie Collins? You're going
to
trade away?
No, Dave, Vin I think you're onto it, but we've already been talking about, and the Bennett. Guy is Michael Bennett.
Yeah, that's the guy.
You know, so Michael Giardi tweeted out basically that he played 11 snaps last night. That's down, and the snap count's going down every single week. Glenn, you're pointing out he only played three in the first half. And then Giardi tweeted out that Bennett is perplexed about the situation, that it's something to watch. So, that's a guy that if you were to get rid of him, you could put him in a trade. You could save $2.8 million, whatever it might be, if it happens this week.
That's more likely. I mean, you look at the communication and collectively how this defense is playing. You tell me, who are you gonna trade? Who are you going to deal? What are you going to do? Jason McCourty? No, you're not going to. You're going to piss off
and
Devin
I would say that
for the year.
Maybe,
what are you doing?
I mean, there's a lot of information coming out about, you know, Michael Bennett and how drastic his numbers have gone down. I remember I did the numbers a couple days ago, maybe earlier in the week, about the amount of plays the defense sees. They don't see a lot of plays defensively. It's really low if you look at the average of other defenses because they're great on third down. They're constantly getting picks. The Patriots usually have long drives, or they're good on third down, so they're not being taxed physically. So the amount of players are going to be low. So Bennett gets what? How many reps? 11?
11
in the game, 3 in the first half. And how many defensive plays did the Patriots have total?
48.
That's the offense had like 80. So, yeah. I mean, so of course his numbers are going to be down because there's just less opportunities for him to get in situational circumstances.
So Lombardi was talking about, because really, if you look at it,
but it's slower every week, though. Every week. Yeah,
I think the antenna go up this week. Oh, my God. It went down again. Then you go, wait, whoa. How many reps did they have? How many defensive reps did he have?
What if he has 8 next week?
Well, and then again.
6.
I'm trying not to be the alarmist. The last hour of the show,
let me
give you this, because Michael Bennett, after the game, talked to Sports, the Boston Sports Journal.
Sure.
It says, Bennett wasn't exactly angry or exasperated. Indifferent and at a loss would be the appropriate words to describe his demeanor. He said this, quote, I don't know what's happening. You have to ask Bill. I wish I knew. If I had a better answer, I would tell you. You got to ask them, man. I'm just trying to do what they ask me to do. He has no idea what's going on. Doesn't sound like anyone's coming to him and saying, hey, just be patient, big fella.
We got you.
We got some young boys in front of you.
Yeah.
And maybe they wear down. See that meat of the schedule? We ain't playing any quarterbacks. We want you to get after a quarterback. Some of these quarterbacks later on, they're more veterans. We might want you in there more. But you can't ignore the fact that he's going from 57% of the snaps opening day, weekend, first game, down drastically to now it's 22, and it's gone down every single week percentage of snaps.
And it's obvious the way it's happening. He played a couple of, I think he played 4 snaps early in the second half, and you can see it. It's Butler and it's Wise that's getting that playing time right now. And Michael Lombardi talked about it. He said, well, you know, different game plans or whatever. The only thing I could think of, Christian, if you're thinking of game plan, is that they've really game planned against a lot of quarterbacks that they want to keep in the pocket. They don't want them roaming, right? Because that's where they're more dangerous, because they can run, some of these guys, including the kid last night. He can run a little bit. So, and he's, that's not really, it doesn't fit what Michael Bennett does. He chases quarterbacks down and he catches them, right? That's his job.
Well, I think you need to think about what, because even Bill talked about it on Monday. They've asked them to kind of accept a different role, and that role is maybe a different position. Maybe he was on the edge a lot when he was in Philly, as opposed to now where he's like inside a lot more. Yeah. Maybe it's a lot more difficult for him to be effective, or maybe it's just that the younger guys are playing better than him.
But based on the number of plays he's in there, and he's had what, 1 sack? Is that right? I remember at least 1. And you look at it and say, okay, if he was the guy that you extracted out and he was able to help you get something that you need on the offensive side of the ball. I'm not sure you look at it and say you'd miss him.
You look at depth. Right. You know, you sit there and say, okay, where's our depth? Where can we trade out of, right? And Michael Bennett right now is a prime candidate for that type of thing. Freeing up. Now, you tell me, if you trade him, does it matter if you trade him or just flat out cut him?
Well, you wouldn't cut him. You got to guarantee.
You're going to eat the money. You still have
to cut him. So you got to trade him.
You got to trade him. That'd be crazy. It'd be cheaper to keep him.
$4 million dead cap money because you cut the bonus structure. Yes,
but if you trade him, then you get that cap relief.
That's correct.
I think Miguel had it like this week. If you trade him, it's 2.8. Then it goes 2.5, 2.3 as the weeks go.
He knows his stuff.
So if you're going to shop him, you're doing the exact opposite of the same thing the Patriots are doing.
Pick.
You're looking for a team that fits the profile for a guy like Bennett.
4-3
team that's in a team that's in it that wants to stay in it. Yeah, that's dealt with some injuries. Yes. Now, so the same situation.
So it's not necessarily player for player, because the player you're looking for probably comes from a bad football team, right?
Yes, the Patriots.
Right.
Bennett, different story.
Right, Bennett, you might be just trying to unload for a seventh to a team that has a 4-3 defense that says, Michael, go get the quarterback.
Yeah, so why would a team trade for Bennett if they knew they weren't in it? Why would they he's got 1 year left, okay, they're going to give up a draft pick, and they need to rebuild?
How about Atlanta, though? Atlanta's defense right now is a disaster. They've gotten linebackers back that were hurt last year, and they still can't stop anybody. So could Atlanta have some interest?
Well, do they fit the profile?
Lombardi brought Sanu. Well, he brought Sanu in.
Well,
right?
You're talking about for the Patriots.
Yes.
Well, yeah, they do. Denver does also.
And you got to remember, too, he does have another year in his contract if they want him.
Correct.
For another year.
Bennett.
Right. Bennett.
Bennett
yeah.
does.
So, yeah, so the profile for Bennett is something like the Rams, Philly, won't go back to Philly, any team, New Orleans,
Dallas.
Any team that's Dallas that's in it that needs to add a veteran piece that they don't really need to overly worry about and coach up.
$6.5 million is his cap number, but the dead cap would be $4 million. It's a two-year deal at $16.75 million. Wow. Hmm. They're not getting production out of that. 2.5 sacks, by the way. Joseph is in Acton here on EEI. Hi, Joseph.
Hi, good afternoon, guys, and thanks for taking my call. You have a great show.
All right, what's up, Joe?
I look at this a little different last night. I realized sitting there watching the game that, wow, I'm really enjoying watching this defense. I mean, are they that good?
Yes.
And I'm kind of looking in like, all right, we can't move the ball, punt the ball, play positional football, and I just, as a consumer, entertainment, I want to see this defense and if they can score more points, whether it's the secondary, linebackers.
Hold on. If the defense can score more points?
Yeah, there was the turnovers.
Oh, they're scoring a lot of points right now. I'm not sure they can continue this pace.
Well, we're all talking offense, and why can't they? I mean, you guys know better than I would. To me, that seemed like a pretty good offensive line, the Giants.
They did a good job, I thought, last night. But
From a consumer, so then I misread that. I thought they were a pretty decent, better offensive line that we've seen, and I'm getting more intrigued, more entertained, seeing how this defense can keep us into the game, because the offense is just brutal.
The defense is great, but if you're asking the defense now to pick up the slack that the offense can't handle to give you more points scored, I think you're asking for far too much.
Bill's a visionary. He always seems to be one step ahead. All right, and that's, I think, what leads to the success with this team and over the years. Is he, and I'm just throwing this out, is he that good, Bill, that he sits back in the off season and says, you know what, I'm going to win a Super Bowl with a defense like no one's ever seen before?
And so doesn't work at the offense so he can prove
a point?
No, I'm
not saying he doesn't work. He's got what he has to work with what he's got. He's always had that view of, you know, next man up, work with. But, you know, the whole league is all throw offense. I'll just throw this out there. Is Bill that good of a visionary that he can build such an outstanding secondary, outstanding linebackers? These linebackers,
I just don't understand the point, though, Joseph. So you're saying that they don't have to. Bill on purpose said, "I'm not going to spend time on the offense." I'm not sure I get it.
There's no. I just think maybe he sat back and he said, "Okay, looking ahead, looking at this league, everybody's so offensive focused. I think I can win a Super Bowl with an unbelievable defense."
Okay, he can, and he's done it before. I think 04 proves the point. Does it not? And what he did to the Rams in 01 surely shows that you can shut down the greatest show on turf if you've got defense. But I'm not sure Bill's gonna sit there and say, you know what, I won't work at the offensive end. How about this one though, guys? If Bill had a running back right now, and I know Sonny Michel doesn't seem to be the guy, Lou, but if they had a running
Imagine
back,
if he had a running back,
if they had a running back right now,
yeah,
and the offensive line was a little bit better, and forget about the wide receivers, you were not able to upgrade at wide receiver. Could the New England Patriots, with this defense, slow the game down and just pound the ball at teams and win this whole thing? I don't know about you guys, I would feel a hell of a lot better right now.
Well, you also need an offensive line. You need a tight end that can block.
Yeah.
You know, and if you had Devlin still here, absolutely. Because then, like we talked about, if the running game was going, these games would be a lot easier. You could jump on them and then just run right through them.
Well, that's what they did last year at the end.
Right. I mean, this is what they've done really in the fourth quarter against both these teams as well. So, but I'm talking about earlier in the game. Just impose your will. And they can't really do it. That's all. They just can't do it right now.
You know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time for the lock of the week.
You should really get like one of the technological echo chambers. You should get some.
I wish they could just do it for me.
Shouldn't you get some of that?
Can you create an echo for me if I do it again?
Oh,
it's time.
It's not an echo.
Do it again.
I want
the music. I want the organ. I want
the reverb.
Ready? Let's try. Hold on. From the beginning. It's time.
It's not working.
Oh, there you go.
For the lock of the week.
Oh my God, is that can't be.
Brought to you by Kraft Master Hardware.
You need an echo.
Good job, Ryan.
Why don't you go do it in the bathroom?
Yeah, good job, Ryan.
Take a microphone in the bathroom.
Like it.
I'm selling soap. It's not really soap.
Okay.
All right, so lock of the week is brought to you by Kraft Master Hardware, security hardware and locksmith supplies for your business at craftmasterhardware.com. And, of course, our very own Lou Maloney is going to give you the Craftmaster Lock of the Week.
I don't know how you guys feel about this game, but it's a big game. And as a matter of fact, Fox talked about it all day long. So you've got the 49ers at the Rams.
I love this
game. The Rams
game.
Are given 3. I'm saying you take the Rams.
Oh, I think you're right.
They're not going to go 3-3. Right. They're a good football team. And San Fran's not going to be 5-0. They're a good team. They win that game. You know, I don't believe in they must wins or whatever it is, but they are a good team. And they're not going to go 3-3.
So
they are beating the 49ers. I know how good they look. There's some injuries on the 49ers. But
how about Gurley? Doubtful.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I just think they find a way to win that game.
He's not playing well enough, so no, we're worried about it.
It's not like he's great. Right, exactly. It's not like Christian McCaffrey's out. So I think they find a way to win and they cover that line.
You know the game I wish you would have taken?
Which one?
The Washington and Miami game.
Washington wins that game.
Somebody's going to win, right?
The 0-for tournament.
I hope, I pray, please God,
Washington
make
wins
this be a tie.
Wouldn't it be great?
I would love for
this
to be a tie.
6-6 tie.
Oh,
even better. A 2-2 tie.
Oh man. Can you imagine if you had two teams that were defeated?
So Lou's record so far is 2-3. That's not so good, right?
Oh, yeah, it's a lock.
It's early, Lou. It's early in the season. You're like the Rams. You're just done. You know, you had a rough start.
I feel good about this one.
And you're getting your act together. I'm not sold on the 49ers. You know, there are people out there that actually believe the 49ers may be better than the Patriots. They play two fewer games right now, so this is their fifth game. I'm not sure I'm buying that.
Jimmy
Garoppolo. Okay, 7 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, something like that.
Right. Not good enough.
So there's Lou's lock
there
of
is.
The week.
Rams.
Take the Rams. 617-779-7937. Gronk had his debut on national TV last night. He was spectacular. Just ask all of the toadies here on the Twitter sphere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He hasn't put his retirement papers in, so we can always pray and hope.
It's a little fact that...
I didn't know that.
When he puts his retirement papers in, although I think our kicker, Matt Nugent, he's already put his retirement papers in. So even if he puts them in, but that's a good academic argument that there is hope for us still with Brian.
Smart move by Robert Kraft. No? I mean, you want to keep the door open right now, and you want to get people talking about Gronk, especially with some of the other things, the Antonio Brown situation, right? Really?
Yeah, I was, because I just felt like when he mentioned the whole retired papers thing, I thought there'd be a chuckle, you know, handle it like Brady and others have done. But Rob's in a good place. I think he's happy right now. Of course, listen, we'd always love him back. He's a great player, but, you know, we support whatever he wants. No, there was none of that. He was dead serious. Yeah, I hope, you know, there's always hope that he wants to come back.
No, I think that is typical calculated Robert Kraft business move. He's looking at the Antonio Brown stuff, and that's, you know, people are pointing fingers at him with that. And then he's looking at it, how do we improve this offense? He knows.
They didn't
he's talking
ask
about
Antonio Brown, did they?
They did not. Hold on.
Probably an agreement.
Either that, or he probably offered them some stuff with Gronk, so
ask
he didn't have to
Gronk,
talk about AB.
I'll give you Gronk. Don't mention anything about a parlor. Don't exactly. mention anything about Antonio.
What parlor would that be?
Yeah, I got a little info on Gronk.
So as far as
that's him. He would do something like that.
Improving this offense isn't the first step just to get healthy.
Well, who's
going
to get
Gordon? There's two guys right there. N'Keal Harry. There's three guys right there.
Yeah, but I'm not sure.
Just get healthy. But that's what they need.
But they're foolish if they depend on Josh Gordon. You said it. You know, you can't depend on that guy. Forget about the injury situation. With everything he's going through, you know, what happened last year? They depended on him. He was their entire offense. Week 13, he's gone.
I'm not, listen, nobody, I trust him just as less as you do. Or I guess,
As less.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
Or as more.
As more.
Let's check with Lombardi, see if he agrees with you.
No chance.
Even more. Somehow, Gordon needs to get back into that role he was in last year. And the only way that happens is if they bring in another just impactful wide receiver. Not some young kid with hopes of him kind of figuring it out.
That's not going to make Brady, please, Brady.
What do you mean, please?
No. Brady's going to want
anything's better than what he had last night.
He's going to want a veteran. He doesn't
anything's
want
better.
Young kids. You know, it's funny. We talk about the Antonio Brown thing, and he's continuing going on Instagram. Did you see the thing yesterday? We had, like, some superhero looking at a picture.
A picture of him, Patriot, Antonio, whatever.
So if we go back and look, remember all the polls that we've been doing? Oh, the thing. So before they got Antonio Brown after he was cut by Oakland, we did a poll. Do you want Antonio Brown? And, of course, there were stories that he wanted to beat up
people
Mike
didn't
Mayock,
want him, right?
70-30. They did not want him.
Yeah.
Then the Patriots ended up going out to the shock of all of us, right? Lou and I were stunned on the air. They went and they brought him in here, right? And so we did another poll, and it was 80-20 approve of the Patriots getting Antonio
Brown.
Take
a poll?
And then when they dumped Antonio Brown, do you approve of them dumping him? It was about 70-30 in favor of dumping him because suddenly they looked at it, people here, and said, we're good without him. Look at how we've won these games without him. And now, if we were to go out and take another poll, they're 6-0, and people are looking at this offense. If we were to take another poll today or this weekend,
I think this one would be more split.
I'm not sure it would.
No, I think it would be. No, you got to understand now, it's like, you know, the Patriots 6-0. I mean, we saw it yesterday. You know, it's like, oh, 6-0, people are going to start complaining over a 21-point win. You know, like, they're not 6-0. So there's still going to be that side that says they're fine right where they are. I agree with the New England Patriots. You got to understand, the Patriots dumped this guy. So you think they're going to disagree with the Patriots? No, they're going to agree with the Patriots that it was the right move.
Yeah.
I think this one would be more split. It won't be 80-20 if you did it.
No. I would say 60-40. People would want him back now. I heard Mutt the other night. He wanted
77-33.
And he exactly. So, thanks, Chris, with the math. Mutt with the other night said, I don't want him back. And don't worry about it, Mutt. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't see how it can happen, bringing him back. It just doesn't make any sense. Because now then Kraft has to face even more scrutiny. Wait a minute. You dumped him because he was disrespectful to women. Now you're bringing him back. Why? What's the reason? What did he do?
We're desperate.
Exactly.
We made a mistake.
Right. It becomes more obvious, doesn't it? But
that's I feel like, you know.
But they screwed that up, guys.
Antonio would need to ask for forgiveness first, right? Because there, I guess there are some people out there that are talking about how they're not reliable people. How
unstable, I would call
unstable people.
Unstable people would be the way of doing it.
The Dan Cilios of the world.
Unstable.
Who think that just because they went to the University of Miami and had a radio show at some point in time, they're somehow connected.
Yeah, well, Mark James.
You're talking about, he's on Twitch.
No, it's not. But he's that. He's they're
kind of Mark James hero.
They're both the same.
You know what
it's about. Miami guys.
About six rings, bitch.
One played football and the other one didn't.
Yeah. One played football and the other one kind of hung around the football players.
I've been fired numerous times because of my convictions.
I think he's nuts.
That's another way of saying
nuts. Yeah. Well, he has a job every three times a year, but he gets fired three times a year. And then he moves on. He's doing some Twitch thing now or something like that. He sits and just talks to people. But, I'm not sure it's a credible source when he comes out and he claims he had supposedly had an exclusive announcement here this afternoon.
Since Drew Rosenhaus is based in Miami, gets a lot of those Miami players, he's got some sort of in, you know, so he's getting all the, you know, the inside
you think
information.
Robert Kraft is sitting down with Antonio Brown?
I'm not sure that's happening.
I would say
Rosenhaus might sit down with Kraft and have a conversation, but the conversation could be about the pay that they owe him right now, the $5 million. He may be trying to get some relief off the $5 million to do something. But no, you tell me, if you're Rosenhaus, are you going to give a guy who's on Twitch that is reaching 12 people on Twitch a day, you're going to give him an inside exclusive story when usually it makes more sense to call up Adam Schefter? Aren't you going to piss off Schefter if you're giving it to some guy who's on Twitch with 12 viewers?
That's a turd take.
Come on.
Maybe he was just in the group and they thought he was trustworthy.
they didn't
vet him. They didn't shake him down.
Unbelievable. Hey, we want to thank the people at Star Market. Star Market's doing a big, huge thing. They get a brand new store. It's over at that new The Hub on Causeway, which
beautiful.
Is right out front of the TD Garden. It's phenomenal what they've done in that whole area. It is now open. And so today they wanted to give us a little taste test, which was good because they brought all sorts of different food in. You still eating, Poirier?
I ate so much. Yay. I felt like I was going to go into coma.
Walked in the studio at 2 o'clock pizza. Today and said, oh, yeah, I feel so full.
I was in that store a few weeks back when it opened. It's beautiful in there.
Unbelievable. So here's how it works. They actually sell other brands in there. So they've got a Starbucks in there. The Regina Pizza is in there.
Oh,
so you get the Regina Pizza, so which we know good. Is
they got a little Go-Mart too, by the way.
And then they have hut prepared foods. They get the breakfast, they get lunch, they get dinner, they got beer, they got wine.
Why can't they open one like right here?
Where would that be?
Like right next door.
Take over the parking lot. We only use that for meetings anyway when they put a tent out.
Two
there.
Floors. You walk in, little go-to store, escalator down.
Pretty cool.
Huge supermarket.
Pretty cool. So thanks again to the people from Star Market.
Of course,
good luck with the brand new store
over
at the Hub on Causeway.
Of course.
Thanks for feeding the boys all today. This is unbelievable. We've talked a lot about the NBA and their issues in China. And we talked about a specific coach who didn't want to talk about anything to do with this story, yet he was open to talk about the problems in the United States for a long time. You would not believe his reaction when he finally decided on talking. We got it coming up next on Last Call.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast. I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go. Good.
Last Call.
I'm not thrilled about the end of it.
Our very, very best, you know, we've saved for last.
Touchdown, the stretch they come!
Where's it gonna f***ing end?
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
So brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car, help a child today. Schedule a free pickup, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or carsforkids.com. Last couple days, we talked about Steve Kerr. He was silent, apparently just dumbfounded, did not have enough information on what was going on in China. And so he said, well, I'm going to talk to my my brother-in-law.
Yep. He's a professor
in China. And so he still hasn't come back and apparently figured it all out, but he's still working on it, and eventually he'll get to it. Now, all of the media availability has been canceled in China. In the United States, there were guys that had been asked in the last 24 hours about what's going on in China, but nobody in the NBA seems to be talking. They're taking signs and even T-shirts away from customers. They did it in Washington last night, that are actually going to the game with free Hong Kong shirts.
We apologize.
Won't allow them to happen. So Steve Kerr did finally get asked a question about China. And the question was, have you previously been asked about human rights in China?
It has not come up in terms of people asking me about it, people discussing it. No. Nor has our record of human rights abuses come up either. Things that our country needs to look at and resolve. That hasn't come up either. So none of us are perfect, and we all have different issues that we have to get to. And saying that is my right as an American doesn't mean that I hate my country. It means I want to address things, right? But people in China didn't ask me about, people owning AR-15s and mowing each other down in a mall. I wasn't asked that question. So we can play this game all we want and go all over the map, and there's this issue and that issue, and the world is a complex place, and there's more gray than black and white.
It's a lame answer. It's not games we're playing.
Well, you gotta give him credit. He never said he wasn't a smart guy. He figured out a way to spin it and answer or say something.
So what he's talking about is human rights issues in the United States. He could clearly sit there, and he apparently thinks they're very similar to what we have in China. Couldn't he separate the two? And by the way, nobody's saying that he doesn't have the right to speak about it. He does, because he lives in a democracy. And that's the point people are making. You live in a democracy. You don't live in China. You don't have to sit there and abide by what the Chinese want you to say. You're free to say what you want to say. But he apparently can't do it. And you know what it was. It was just a spin back. He's going to throw it right back.
Yeah, it's a plan. It's like, okay, your turn. Trump throws some stuff at him, calls him a little boy, which is actually kind of liked. And wasn't there a response to that, though?
Yeah.
He did have a response. Do we have the response from Steve Kerr?
You mean to Trump?
To Trump.
I don't blame him for going back at Trump. Trump called him out, called him a little boy and the whole works.
He compared it to when 30 years ago he was invited to the White House by Reagan because of his dad and what happened. Right. And how he was the White House represented then, class and what it represents now.
He was murdered in Beirut, the father was. But that was the other thing I think is a little strange, that people suddenly, because his dad was murdered, by the PLO, that people shouldn't criticize him for what his son is now saying 35 years later. I don't understand that. Matter of fact, I would say, if anything, is Steve Kerr should be more sensitive to the plight of the people in China because of the way they're being treated. So, whatever.
All right,
Let's lighten it up.
Please.
Lighten it up.
How are we doing that?
Mike Francesa explaining that I think what he's talking about is, the great coach of the New England Patriots, all right? Because he does stuff that nobody else does. I think it's the coach of the New England Patriots. I think that's what he's trying to say. You tell me.
He will see some things he's not seen before, because that's what Belichick does.
Who?
He has a very sophisticated, very smart defense that will show you a lot of looks.
Oh.
That will show you what looks like a blitz, then it's not. What looks like a blitz, and then it's a guy who drops into a zone. It shows you a ton of stuff that is there to trick you.
Who does?
Trick you into false reads, trick you into false looks. He'll give you a lot of false looks. I mean, that's why he's been a master against young quarterbacks forever, because his guys play a very sophisticated brand of defense. They're very, very good at disguising their coverages. They're very, very good at flipping in and out of their coverages, where I come to the line and show blitz, then I drop and I don't. And he's had trouble with that. All young quarterbacks do. He has had trouble with that.
Who's the coach again?
Because that's what Belichick does.
Belichick. It's Belichick. Wow. It's not Bella.
Unbelievable.
The bottom line is, in the playoffs, it's all love and, you know, war is fair. We understand that. Everything goes.
Christian, is Belichick the
That's
only coach
when the rubble will really meet the road.
Is Belichick the only coach that actually shows you blitz and then kind of goes out?
No, there's more of them. I think all of them do it.
Really?
They do?
You're trying to trick people.
Let me ask you, does Belichick show you zone and then go man-to-man?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
He's the only one.
He's the only one that does it.
Nobody else
is figured out that a good idea would be to try and trick him, right?
Act like you're doing
trickery. Coverage, I would call that.
No. I would say that other coaches should start picking up on that. Right?
I think
Pat Shurmur should start doing that. A little bit.
Are we done for today?
We are done for the week.
Are you ready for this? Good luck tonight. Good luck tonight. I got one
Cohasset
on Saturday.
Tonight against Mashpee.
I have no idea who we're playing. I just hope we don't get beat by 40.
You should know who they're playing.
I don't know.
Should always know who they're playing.
I don't care anymore. I just enjoy the experience.
All right, boys. Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Monday, 2 p.m. 2 p.m. We'll be here with Bill Belichick down in Foxborough. Who's Mutt with tonight? Let's leak out his special guest. Who's his special guest? Come on. Who is it?
I believe it's Ask Mutt tonight.
Who's the special guest? Okay.
Now, where Lucy get that in. Idea Lucy's from? In tonight.
Mutt and Lucy. Lucy is the special guest tonight. It's coming up next.
It's over. We suck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.